Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently a few clouds, breezy, 56 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A wind advisory in effect until about 6 p.m. this evening. A widespread frost this evening, a low tonight getting down to around 34 degrees, northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, frost before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny for Thursday with a high near 54. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather will give us a rundown of the events calendar later on in the hour. Music begins with a performance by the Vienna Philharmonic. Lauren Maisel conducts a performance of the Sinfonia Domestica, Opus 53 by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
Lorne Maisel conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in a performance of the Sinfonia Domestica, Opus 53, by Richard Strauss. Just about 46 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Affiliated Blind of Louisiana Training Center has a hearing aid program. Hearing aids are available for residents who have moderate to severe hearing loss. The program is funded by the Louisiana Commission for the Deaf, a state agency. Call Stacy at Affiliated Blind of Louisiana for more information on how to qualify. The telephone number is 234-6492. The UL Lafayette Campus Cupboard is a resource for undergraduate students, graduate students who require short-term assistance meeting their food needs. If you would like to donate to the Campus Cupboard, it is at 413 Brook Avenue, close to the university. It's in the Intensive English Program building. It's open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can find out more online. There will be a reading given by poet Daryl Bork this Friday, February 28th, in the Oil Center at Gallery 912. The reading begins at 6 o'clock, and all are invited to attend. He'll be reading poems from his new book, Migrare. This weekend, there is a conference in French and Francophone Studies in downtown Lafayette at the Lafayette Science Museum, the 28th and 29th. It's open to everyone who would like to attend. The keynote speakers are Professor Alexandre Geffen, Professor Nathalie Hynek, and Professor Amadou Kedrago, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette. For further information, you can contact the Modern Languages Department here at UL or the Lafayette Science Museum. Activities continue connected to Lafayette Reads Together. The book is Dry by Neil and Jared Schusterman. I believe there are still copies available at branch libraries. You can pick up one to read it. There are activities, some craft activities. There are some book club meetings, an aeroponics gardening on Thursday, March 5th at the North Regional Library. You can find a listing of all remaining activities at LafayettePublicLibrary.org. The Eunice Players Theater will hold auditions for Cheaters, a two-act comedy by Michael Jacobs. Auditions are this evening and tomorrow at 6:30 in the Eunice Players Theater, 121 South 2nd Street. This weekend, Cajun Face 2 will be performed in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South, Friday, February 28th and Saturday, February 29th. Actors, writers Leanne Cherami and Sarah Michaela Brown are following up on their original two-woman show, Cajun Face, with a new show in the same style. It's been over 5 years since the original show premiered, and they have added a lot of new things. If you'd like to attend, you can go to Grand Opera House, thegrandoperahouse.org, or give the Opera House a call in Crowley. Starting on Monday, March 2nd, Criminal Justice Week will take place on the UL campus. It runs through Friday. There's also a Criminal Justice Career Outreach Day that will take place. For information, you can call the Criminal Justice Department here at UL Lafayette or go online, and they should have a poster of all activities taking place in the coming week. And starting at the beginning of March is Festival of the Arts. Lots of activities and exhibits and a wonderful event at the end of it all, Art Tech Fusion. But it does begin on the 2nd. In Dupre Library, there's an exhibit called Indulgences, a Book of Common Images by Alan Jones. Alan Jones, the late Alan Jones, is being honored by the College of the Arts. He was a professor for many, many years in visual arts, and he is being honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award this spring. Again, lots of activities. You can go to arts.louisiana.edu to find the full extent of exhibits and events that you can attend. And for the Women's Leadership Conference, you can stop by the UL website to find out details. It will be on Thursday, March 5th, a week from tomorrow, 7:30 until 4 p.m. in the Student Union on the UL campus. This is the 13th annual Women's Leadership Conference. The theme for this year's conference is Valiant Women of the Vote. And again, you can go to diversity.louisiana.edu for details about the conference. The Académie Franco-Louisianaise, the Sunset, is opening a French immersion charter school in Sunset for the fall. It will be for students in kindergarten and first grade, students of all abilities, although you do need to live in St. Landry Parish. They will have a parent interest meeting next week, March 5th, at 6 o'clock at the Sunset Community Center. For other information, you can stop by their website, academiesunset.org, or call them at 377 7177. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. There's a schedule button there. There's also an audio on demand button if you would like to listen to all of our locally produced programs. You can call them up on demand. Maybe you missed Medicine Ball Caravan today or some of our other shows. You can go to that button. There's a drop-down menu of locally produced programs. Go to the show you're interested in and click that. It will take you to a list of all the dates, and you can listen to that show on your device, however you listen to KRVS. You can get it there, and you can share that link with friends and family. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Support comes from the annual Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities Bright Lights Awards Dinner, presented by Intergy, coming up on May 7th in New Orleans. This year's recipients include Linda and Brittany Langley, working to preserve the culture, history, and language of the Cushota Tribe of Louisiana, and author and prominent supporter of the Louisiana French language and Acadian history, Warren Perrin. For tickets and more about this year's award recipients, the website is www.leh.org.
Don't miss En Card with me, your host, Megan Constantin, for great toe-tap and Cajun music. Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.